All right, folks. Well, now we're going to the phone lines, and we're going to talk a little Atlanta Braves baseball with Ben Ingram, who serves as play-by-play announcer for the Atlanta Braves radio network. This is his fourth time on this particular program. And Ben, welcome back. It's good to talk to you this morning.
You too, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, what an exciting time to have you on the program as the Braves are in the midst of the longest winning streak for this year in the majors, lucky number 13 last night. Got a feeling that's the result of a great team effort.
Yeah, definitely. And it's been good to see. I think any team that wins 13 straight, no matter what had taken place before, you'd be really enjoying yourself. But for this ball club, it was a pretty big turnaround. We had not lost three in a row. We had not won three in a row. They're pretty stagnant, just kind of up and down, right around 500. And you just kind of wondered when things would take off. And now they have the longest winning streak in the game. So lots of things have improved. The defense has been better. The pitching has been better. Timely hitting has been there. And really, it takes every single element of the game to be clicking in order to win 13 in a row. And they've been able to accomplish that.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday I was looking at some of the baseball programs on television. The question was, do the Braves have what it takes to surpass the Mets? What do you think, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's no doubt that they do. The Mets are a good ball club, and I think that's the biggest difference in last year and this year when it comes to the division. You know, the Braves weren't over 500 last year until August. But the difference is the Braves were chasing a team last season that was not as good as this team that they're chasing this year in New York. New York's got the best record of the National League. They have the second best record in Major League Baseball. And as it stands now, they've got a good ball club. And we'll see how things take place over the course of the summer with a veteran ball club and some of the injuries that could pile up. But as it stands now, they're a much better team. They have a manager that I think is one of the better managers in the game and is accomplished a lot in Buck Showalter. So, yeah, you've got a good team that you're chasing. But I think the Braves definitely have what it takes. And I think anybody that would question that wasn't paying attention last year. You're talking about a team that's won the World Series last year. And most of these guys are back from last year's ball club. So they certainly have what it takes. And it's going to be a fun race throughout the summer. And to be quite honest, I fully expect them to overtake the Mets. I expect them to win the division and be back in the postseason. There are 99 games left, so a lot could take place, but I think we all know what this team is capable of. They certainly know what they're capable of, and they expect to accomplish everything that they set out for at the beginning of the season.
Let's talk about a former Rome Brave, Ozzie Albies. Of course, he was injured in Monday night's game with a fractured left foot. What exactly happened, and how soon do you anticipate he'll be back on the field?
It was a really weird injury, Elizabeth. I mean, watching him swing, he hit a little ground ball out to third base, and the booth here in Washington for us is extremely high. It's one of the highest perches that we have in the big leagues, and we thought he fouled it off of his foot. Watching the replay, he didn't. He just had an awkward turn, and when he went to push off after the ground ball, he just collapsed right there in the batter's box. And my initial concern was Achilles tendon, which is the last thing you want to see. That would have you out for a year or more. So when we found out that it was a fracture, I was actually kind of relieved because that's going to be an injury that's going to be more like 8 to 10 weeks or so, that it would be, you know, a year plus with an Achilles tendon. They've not given an official time yet, but he has gone to Wisconsin to have that looked at. I'm sure he'll be having surgery on that. And it's a fractured bone in the foot. I do not know which bone it is, but that typically will be at best a 6-week injury, and I don't think it'll be that short a time for him. I think when it comes to feet, feet take longer to heal, and chatting with some of the people in physical therapy that I know and things like that, they say this is every bit of an 8-week journey when it comes to bouncing back from that. So that would be mid-August, and then you're talking about a rehab stint for him. So it might be more like Labor Day, the final month of the season, before you get him back. So that really puts Orlando Arcia under the microscope, and we had a big ball game last night, but next man up, and this team's used to that with the losses that they suffered last season.
Yeah, and speaking of foot injuries, I've had them before. They are not fun. And one thing Ozzie has working in his favor, youth.
Right, right. That's a good point. And, you know, Ozzie's one of the strongest men down there. I mean, he's a guy who's going to work extremely hard. And I don't think he's going to be too put down by the challenges that are set in front of him. He's going to take them on head on, and he'll be ready to join the ball club whenever he's ready. And in the meantime, I just think it helps so much that they went through the final 3 months of the season without Ronald Acuna last year, that they went through a large portion of the season last year without Travis d'Arnaud. They were without Mike Soroka the entire season last year. So what I'm getting at is, if any team understands a next man up mentality, it's this bunch.
And speaking of Ronald Acuna Jr., that's another former Rome Brave, and it has been good to see him back on the field this season.
Yeah, it has. And what I've really enjoyed here lately is his knee has gotten to 100%, and therefore they can throw him in right field defensively. When they first brought him back, they were kind of easing him in. He'd play right field one day, then he'd be off a day, then he'd be a DH for a day. And that was good to have his bat in the lineup. It was good to see him. But this team is one of the biggest reasons this team has won 13 in a row, in my opinion, is their defense. And with him out there every single day and bringing up Michael Harris, you can put Adam Duvall in left field, put Michael in center, let Ronald go in right field. That night to night is one of the best defensive outfields in the big leagues. You know, let's be honest, Marcell Ozuna is there to be a DH. He's not going to go win gold gloves defensively. And I think it became a little bit of a liability for the Braves defensively when he was out there in left. So with Ronald playing every single day, that defense has been tremendous. And I think it's a big reason that they're on this 13-game winning streak, and a big part of that is Ronald playing every single day.
And talking about Michael Harris II, he's had a quick ascension to the majors. You could call it a meteoric rise. It wasn't that long ago that he was here in Rome. I think it was last year.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely out of the norm to see a player move the way that he has. It's been tremendous. I mean, watching Michael, he was drafted in 2019. 2020, there's no season, but he does go to the alternate site. And he's talked before about how much that helped him playing with big leaguers and playing every single day. That was really helpful for his development. And then last season, he was in Rome. This year, he goes to Mississippi and plays, I think, 43 games, and he was on base in 41 of them. So he was clearly way ahead of the competition there. And you knew that he would get a promotion coming up soon, but it just turns out the Braves had a need defensively in center field, and you just hope that he can at least come up and go make the plays defensively, and whatever he gave you at the plate was whatever he gave you. Well, he's been significantly better than that. You would not know that he's a guy that is 21 years old and just came up from Double A. He looks like he's every bit as ready for the big leagues as anyone else. And what he's brought to this ball club defensively, I don't really think you can put a value on that, because it's been so enormous what he's brought to this team defensively. And then batting him ninth, he's getting on base, he's hitting home runs. He's on base for Ronald Acuna and Dansby Swanson, and that's been a big part of the Braves' success. And he is such a spark plug for the offense.
Yeah, it's good to see. It's good to see. For those of you just tuning in, my guest this segment is Ben Ingram, play-by-play announcer for the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. And Ben, let's talk about a couple of other former Rome Braves that now play in Atlanta, talking about the Braves pitching staff, Max Fried and Charlie Morton. Max with his seventh straight victory, it was seventh straight, wasn't it, last night?
Yes.
Okay. And then Charlie Morton, you know, sometimes he's had tougher times than others. What do you think? Do you expect good things out of them for the remainder of this season?
Yeah, of course. I think you look at them as two of your better pitchers. I mean, Max Fried is your ace. Max last night, while he got the win, he ended a streak of six innings or more. I think he'd gone six or more in 10 straight starts. He went 5 2/3 last night. And I know there's one inning where he struggled, but he did a nice job of getting it back on track. And that's what aces do. They don't let it linger. I think that Max can be an all-star this year. He's had a terrific year, and he's such a competitor. I think that when it comes down to a one-game situation, that he's the guy that you choose to have on the mound. So he's been terrific. He's 7-2, and he's allowed two earned runs or fewer in all but four starts this year. So he's been extremely automatic. Charlie Morton, on the other hand, We saw him take off in the second half of the season last year. You hope for the same thing this year. 38 years old, and he'd probably tell you that he's starting to show a little bit of signs of his age, but he's still been able to buckle down and find a way the last few times out there, and that's what you like. He struggled with early inning walks. He struggled with traffic on the base paths early in ball games. That's something that he's trying to tackle. But I think stuff-wise, he's been better over the last month than he was in the first month. It seems like he's had a much better command of his fastball. Curveball has been better. And he's a guy who's not going to be, he's not going to feel threatened in any situation because he's pitched in every single situation that exists in Major League Baseball. So you love having that rock solid veteran out there. And so long as he's healthy, the Braves feel very good about any time he's out there on the mound.
Yeah, and we're certainly cheering for Charlie around these parts because back when he was here in Rome, I think it was in either 03 or 04, he was buddies with my late father. So we want to see Charlie do well.
Yeah, that's terrific. He's one of the best guys there is. And, you know, when I say veteran presence on the team, it's not just about a guy who has had experiences. It's just about having a great guy down there who can answer questions from younger players. And he's as good as they come.
Yeah. So, Ben, I got a question for you. This is another one of those conversations that was taking place on television yesterday. Are the 2022 Braves better than the 2021 Braves? Do you agree or disagree, and why?
Well, here's the thing. I think it's funny to entertain a topic like that because you'd say that the 2021 Braves did not have a winning record until they got to August. So it's easy to say, well, this team might be a little bit better because of what they're doing right now. I don't think what they're doing right now come October will mean anything unless you finish it off. So as it stands now, the better you are, the better your accomplishments will be. And that team last year won the World Series, so you can't top that accomplishment. So they might have the potential to be a better ball club this year, but until they accomplish the same thing this year, I can't say that they're better than they were last year because of how that team finished and what they accomplished. And it was such a fun ride. And maybe this team is better right now on June the 15th than last year's team was on June the 15th. But what matters is the end result. What matters is the last game that you play. And that team last year won the World Series, and therefore that team will be the better team until this team does the same thing.
Yeah, well, we certainly hope they make it all the way again this year. Ben, any parting thoughts before we wrap it up?
It's just always good to visit with you, and so glad we have such a strong Braves fan base there in Rome, and of course the minor league team there, and it's a big part of who we are. And it's always great to visit with folks from over there and see them at the ballpark anytime we get a chance.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and hopefully I'll see you at the ballpark in the not too distant future. And I want to thank you so much for your time this morning, Ben. Hope you have a great time. Hope they pick up a win tonight in DC and they go sweep the Chicago Cubs over in Chicago this weekend.
I like that plan. I appreciate you having me on this morning, Elizabeth. Always great to visit with you.
Happy to do it. And again, my guest this segment, Ben Ingram, play-by-play announcer for the Atlanta Braves Radio Network.